That is actually not true, TJ. I am solo. I just want to do a quick mini episode to let you know that we have signed up for Extra Life 2017. You might remember we did this in 2015, and it was a moderate success. Extra Life is an organization that raises money for Children's Miracle Network hospitals. It's kind of like the 5Ks and marathons and stuff that people do for charity, but for nerds that don't want to walk or run anywhere. We'll be raising money for Eastern Maine Health System this year. Dan doesn't even know this yet, but we're kicking off our 2017 Extra Life campaign with a, mini marathon of sorts this Saturday, the January 28th. If you're listening to this after the 28th, fear not. You can and should still donate. I'll get back to that. I'll have more on that in a minute. We'll be streaming live via Twitch, just like we did for the marathon in 2015. Starting somewhere around, probably 9, could be 8, could be later, but we haven't decided what game we will be playing yet, or I will be playing yet, but I have 5 options. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that along with all the big AAA type games, I'm also a big fan of smaller indie stuff. I talked a few weeks ago about how much I loved Inside, and I wasn't alone on that. It won Game of the Year on several major gaming sites. So I really like those types of games, the short ones, little weird, things like that I'm kind of drawn to. So the options that I have that I've picked out are, and you can check all these out on your own if you'd like, Dear Esther, The Flame in the Flood, Oxenfree, Three Fourths Home, and Virginia. If you have a preference, let me know, because we'd love to hear from you. We always like hearing from people. And I've posted the trailers to all 5 of those games on our Facebook page, so you can go check those out. My plan kind of on the fly here is to do several mini marathons, kind of like what we're going to do this week, this weekend. And then maybe whenever we'll plan to do, and maybe we'll actually do it on the right day this year, the day that the official marathon is, which is for Extra Life, which is always in November. I think it's the 8th, maybe, but you can check that out. Between now and then, I'd like to do a bunch of little ones, because you can donate all year long. You know, we can fundraise all year long, and it doesn't have to be tied down to that specific date. Hopefully, with these mini episodes, we could get other people involved. Maybe my brother can join me for some of them, because it's not really practical for Dan to be here, especially if we're doing streams at night and stuff, because he lives 45 minutes away. Colin and I would probably do. He'd love that, to do Lego Star Wars or something like that, on an afternoon. And then maybe, who knows, we could maybe get Robin to play or do something. It all depends on, it all depends on your interest. It really makes no difference to me, although that's not true. I would love for there to be great interest for this, and so that we can raise as much money as possible, and it'll be fun in the meantime. As you can probably tell, this is all being planned kind of on the fly. My birthday is next week. And this weekend was supposed to involve Robin and I going out for an evening without the kids, which we do never. But Colin has been bugging Dan forever to do a sleepover. And he just so happened to be able to do that this week. That's not as creepy as it sounds. So at first, I figured it would be fun to do a Twitch stream that night. If he was going to be here Saturday night, that'd be a good night to do it. And then of course, Extra Life just popped in my head, and here we are. In the end, it doesn't really matter if you tune into the Twitch stream or if you listen to us, other than what you're listening to right now, you can still donate. As I'm recording this, we're only 6 days into the current administration, and I just need to do something positive. I have... moment of honesty here, I have panic vomited multiple times this week. That's got a lot to do with me. It's not all outside stuff, but and it's it's easy to feel kind of helpless, I guess. But this is something that we can do, something that I can do, I can't speak for Dan, but I'm sure he feels the exact same way, that, you know, we can do some little bit of good. I signed up, like, for the 2017 campaign. I signed up about an hour ago. I put my little bit of money where my mouth is and got the ball rolling with a little donation, and honestly, I feel better. Donating is super, super easy. You just go to extralife.org, that's extra-life.org, and search for Potato League Podcast. They even take PayPal, so it is super easy to do. I'm going to, assuming I don't forget, I'm going to put the links in the description to the Extra Life page. That's where, obviously, you go to donate, like I said, by searching for us. And also, you can learn everything you want to know. I will put a link to the Eastern Maine Health System Foundation, a link to our Facebook page, which is where we do 100% of our communicating outside of the podcast, and then one to our Twitch channel. So I hope, at the very least, you might check out Extra Life, throw a couple dollars at it. It'll make you feel better, but we would love it if you would join us for the Twitches. Get involved. Go ahead and tell us what you want to see, because I won't just play weird games all the time. I will play, I'm going to play probably every big game that comes out this year, except for Resident Evil, because I don't play scary games. But Dan is playing it right now, so we'll have more on that. Well, he'll probably talk about it during the stream, and then probably during the episode itself. So I hope you join us for that and for the other streams in the future. And thank you. Bye.